This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. La ilaha illallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace and blessings be on each and every one of you. I'd like to welcome you again to our series, The Best in Islam. In this series, we seek to grasp and to understand, to reflect on those issues which Allah and His Messenger have defined as the best. What is better for us? What is best for us? What is good for us? Whether it be in our deeds, in our words, in our thoughts, in our possessions, in our acts, the rituals, etc., etc. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at Hijra, the concept of Hijra and the best of Hijra. We have a narration from Ibn Amr in which he quoted the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, as saying, أَفْضَلُ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ وَأَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ مَنْ جَاهَدَ نَفْسَهُ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. The best immigrant is the one who emigrates from what Allah has prohibited. And the best jihad is that of one who strives against his own desires for the sake of Allah, most great and glorious. So the Prophet here, peace and blessings be upon him, explained an element, a concept within the general concept of Hijra. Hijra being leaving the land of disbelief and going to the land of belief. In the time of the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, it was leaving Mecca and going to Medina. It was obligatory on the Muslims when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ made the hijrah or the emigration to Medina. So this became a principle, an ongoing principle. Of course, with the conquest of Mecca, that particular element of Hijra ended, the obligation of going to Medina. And the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was known to have said, La Hijrata Ba'd al-Fath. After the conquest of Mecca, Fath refers to the conquest of Mecca, there's no Hijra required. If one chose to go there, it's still valid, not invalid, but the obligation of Hijra to Medina was no longer an obligation, no longer a requirement. However, the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, he also clarified that Hijra, with that same concept behind it, where we leave a land where we are having difficulty practicing Islam to try to go to a land where we can practice Islam properly, that remains an open principle until the last day. There's a well-known hadith in which he was quoted as saying, La tanqati'u al-hijra. Hijra will not end. Hatta tanqati'u at-tawbah. Until repentance ends. Till the time for repentance stops. Allah will not accept any repentance after that. Hijra will remain. So that was already an understood principle, this idea of hijra or emigration for the sake of Allah, for the sake of the deen, to be able to practice it better. Now, what we find is that in this narration, the Prophet ﷺ had said, the best immigrant is one who emigrates from what Allah has prohibited. He has taken it to an even more basic level. That ultimately, emigration, hijra, is avoiding whatever Allah has prohibited. Leaving it behind. Whatever Allah has prohibited in any area of life. Any act, word, deed, etc. Leaving it because it was prohibited. That is the best muhajir. One who applies that principle, not only in his physical movement from one place to another, but in his spiritual decision to follow the commandment of God and avoid, emigrate from, abandon, leave all which is displeasing to Allah, which is why he has prohibited it. Then the hadith goes on, though the main focus for which we quoted the hadith was hijrah, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ adds to that, that the best jihad is one who strives against his own desires for the sake of Allah. Giving us the foundational principle behind jihad. We said before that this concept of jihad has become distorted to the point where it is a dirty word. It's not a nice word. To praise or to encourage or to promote jihad is to invite the wrath of the West on oneself. The West that doesn't understand jihad. It uses the term jihadist in the newspapers, and they use it to apply to anybody who is engaged in terrorist acts. They will call them as one of the optional names, from Muslim terrorist to jihadist or Salafist. There are a variety of other names which they have incorporated in order to demonize this principle of jihad. A principle whose foundation was the defense of Islam, to promote Islam and to defend its teachings, defend the right of all human beings to have access to Islam, Islamic teachings. So, the Prophet ﷺ here said that the best jihad is where one strives against one's own evil desires. Because the strive against the evil forces externally, if it is not preceded by the internal struggle to overcome our own internal evil forces, if we haven't dealt with the internal, then we will not be successful in dealing with the external. So this is why the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, stressed the most important aspect of jihad, where one tackles one's own weaknesses. And all of us have in ourselves many weaknesses. So the struggle begins at home, in our own hearts. And this is where we either win or we lose. As individuals, we win or we lose. Then the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, praises that individual who makes this jihad, jihadun nafs, as it is sometimes called, the struggle of the soul or the spirit. So as emigration fundamentally was a spiritual act where one has in fact abandoned what is displeasing to Allah, similarly, jihad is fundamentally a spiritual act also, wherein one seeks to strive against, to struggle with, to overcome the desires of our soul. Continuing with the thought of struggling with the desires, we have a verse from Surah Ali Imran, verse 180, in which Allah addresses one of the vices of the soul. He said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ من فضلي هو خير لهم بل هو شر لهم، سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة. Those who greedily withhold some of the bounties which Allah has bestowed on them think that it is good for them. No, it is bad for them. For it will be tied around their necks on the day of judgment. So here is the struggle of the nafs. Those who greedily withhold some of the bounties which Allah has bestowed on them, they don't share it. They don't pay the zakah required for it. They deny even their own relatives access to it. And they think that is a bounty from Allah. However, it's not good for them. They may see that their actions of greed keeps more of the wealth in their control. They're able to squander it and waste it more easily. But in fact, it's not good for them, because they are involved in more and more sin. It is really evil for them. So they need, those people in that situation, need to struggle against their own desires. Their own desires for the accumulation of wealth and position, power, that they be praised. People envy them. They love it. But this is an evil state to be in. Because, as Allah goes on to say, it will be tied around their necks, all of what they have accumulated and not given their zakah on it, not given the right of the poor in it. All of this wealth will be tied around their necks like a millstone, tied around their necks on the day of judgment. They will be exposed and they will regret having not shared it with others. With that, dear viewers, we'd like to take a brief break, following which we will continue to look at some other aspects of the best in Islam.
Say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Islamic Online University provides you with the golden opportunity to study the various branches of Islamic studies from the comforts of your home. Now, you get to study at your own time schedule and at a pace that suits you best. IOU is the brainchild of Dr. Bilal Phillips, who envisioned an institution that would offer undergraduate and postgraduate courses online and completely tuition-free.
Choose from the widest range of programs that you can ever imagine. Bachelor's in Islamic Studies, Intensive Arabic Program, Global Quran Memorization Program, Bridge to Master's in Islamic Studies, Bachelor's Certificate and Diploma in Psychology, Education, Islamic Finance, Business Administration, and Information Technology, and The Crown, Master's in Islamic Studies.
Our syllabus is based on the bachelor's degree program of Madina University, Om Durman Islamic University, Al-Azhar University, and other reputable Islamic institutions. Your journey to acquire Islamic knowledge is just a click away. IOU is globally accredited. No traveling required. Save time and money. Study according to your own schedule. Assignments, tests, and exams conducted online to help you ace each course. Audit stream for those who have no time for exams. Textbooks and Islamic resources are completely free. Study under the guidance of highly qualified scholars. Enlighten yourself with the power of knowledge. Get access to live sessions, lectures, audios, and much more. Customize your own study plan and pick anywhere between 2 to 9 courses per semester. If you are looking for something even more flexible, do not despair. We have got you covered. IOU offers a completely free online diploma consisting of more than 35 courses. Say goodbye to time constraints. Join the world's first tuition-free Islamic university with a massively diverse student body from around the world. Islamic Online University. Changing the nation through education. Register now and get started. Visit www.iou.edu.gm for more details.